606.
It's your football phone-in. The UK's biggest football debate.
On 5 Live.
So if you're a listener to Robbie and Darren on a Saturday, you'll know that we're on an FA Cup journey on 606. We follow a team at every stage. If they win, we follow them through. If they lose, then we follow the team that beat them. Fair to say...
Yes.
We've not been the luckiest omen. It's a bit of a curse.
Getting BBC curse.
I know. Well, we started in preliminary round. Aylesbury of the Eva Sticks on the league beat local rivals Aylesbury United. Then Aylesbury lost to league rivals Kettering Town 2-1. Mm-hmm. That was in first round qualifying.
Right.
Kettering lost at home to Chalfont St Peter. Then Chalfont went to Evesham and lost 4-1. Evesham kept up the curse. They lost to Bromley. Uh-oh. Then that conference outside. They were in our team in the first round. They went out to Dartford. So Dartford were our team going into today's second round tie. And they played Bradford. So guess what happened?
Bradford hammered them.
Their six-game losing curse continues and Bradford did win 4-1. So they obviously are our team going into the third round. We can now speak to former 606 fans of the year. Dom is on the line from the Bantam's Banter podcast.
Yeah, that's a bit of a mouthful.
There we go. Bantam's Banter podcast. Dom, you're through. You're back into the third round draw.
Congratulations.
Hello. Thanks, Righty. Thank you. Yeah, I'm slightly worried about this curse.
No, gosh.
Not surprised.
I'm scared that when we're finished on the phone that I'm going to get struck by lightning or something.
You've got to dispel
you'd
the myth.
That. You'd take that, though, if it meant a win, wouldn't you? If that was your bit of luck.
Yeah, too right. Every weekend. I walk out of Valley Parade and get struck by lightning if it means that we're going to win every week. Yeah, I'll take it.
Who do you want? You don't want someone like you don't want Arsenal in the cup again, do you? Gosh almighty. Bradford beat Arsenal again.
I
know.
We can see them off. See them off. No problem. Send Arsenal back. They don't like it up here, do they? It's too cold. Too cold in the north for Arsenal.
Did you go today?
Yeah, of course. Brilliant. I did. Yeah. We recorded a show today and it was all right, you know. There was a weird atmosphere. Mm. I kind of, you know, because I love the FA Cup. I love that in a time where money seems to dominate football, the FA Cup seems to have stepped away from that a little bit, and you can still feel the good old-fashioned magic of going to a football game. And Dartford coming up to Valley Parade was great. And, you know, you kind of feel a bit weird because when a non-league team plays in the FA Cup, you always want them to win. But when it's against your team, although you want to wish them all the luck, you kind of want your team to give them a good hammering. And we did that as well. You know, we played really well. Dartford, I don't know. I think I expected a little bit more. I wanted them to play like Warrington or Blyth Spartans. Right. I thought they'd come and give us something to be worried about. Yeah. And they didn't really. And I know that's probably because of you guys, the 606 curse.
It was that. That's the only reason.
It's not us. It's Darren and Robbie. We're hoping that, you know, picking...
Now
if we
that
get
me and Kels
team,
are involved,
if we get a team
fine.
On a Sunday, we're hoping that we're going to be a good luck over.
Can I say for Dartford and the teams, and I was doing a bit with Dover and East Thurrock and all these teams, and what it means for them to get to even the first round, the second round, the third round now, I understand it even more. Yeah. It means... so much to those teams in respect to the monies that they get. Like, I know you mentioned there, Dom, that the monies that with the world of the Premier League and the Champions League is all about money, but I'm not joking, Kels. It literally saves some of these clubs. It literally saves them.
Making Dom feel really bad now.
No, because now I'm sure Dom will be able to tell us as well what it will mean to Bradford.
Yeah, what would it mean to Bradford, Dom?
Well, the nation saw what a cup run can do for a team. I mean, what about when we were in the Capital One Cup and we had that fantastic run? It totally changed our fortunes. We were promoted that year. We got some great momentum. The financially, it's unbelievable. You would not believe that paid off Bradford City's debt.
Wow.
The Football League is well aware of the trouble that Bradford have been in with money. Totally wiped out by that cup run. And the FA Cup, arguably the bigger cup, the bigger of the domestic cups.
Yeah.
If we can do well, you know, if in the next round we get Premier League opposition and they're at Valley Parade, again, it's another payday.
Yeah.
It's a shame that there's such a gulf between the Premier League and the lower leagues, but, you know, that's the way football's gone. And the FA Cup kind of patches over that crack a little bit. And if we can get a good game at home or even a good away game, you know, a little bit of a payday, it's nice. It just fills the coffers a little bit and allows us to keep going into the next season and maybe progress as well.
Yeah, but Dom, the way that some of these Premier League teams are playing, I think that anybody who gets any of them should be fancying themselves, apart from a Chelsea.
You'd take on a lot of the defences, wouldn't you?
I'd take you, honestly, I'm just really looking for a great FA Cup this season. I really am.
Dom, thanks very much.
Dom, he sounds like a super fan. Yeah.